Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Chester Elton is here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very excited about having Chester back on the show. He's Senior Vice President of the Carrot Culture, which is part of the O.C. Tanner's Recognition Company. He and Adrian Gostick are the authors of so many books, I have to move them aside to see over the top here. A Carrot a Day, The Daily Carrot Principle, The Carrot Principle, you're starting to get the idea, folks, we're talking carrots here, and The Invisible Employee. And Chester joins us quite often to talk to us about how we can get our customers, I keep saying customers, our employees more engaged, and so that when they show up, they don't just fog a mirror, they actually perform, and they not only perform, they actually take ownership. And that's a big deal. And sometimes they do it in gaggles. Sometimes they do it in things that we call teams. And Chester's here to talk to us about that. Chester Elton, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Is there a better way to start the day than with Jim Blasingame? I don't think so.
It's living the dream, isn't it, Chester? That's what I always say. I just don't always get people to agree with me. Thank you. Obviously, you've lurched uncontrollably to the truth, Chester. Thank you for that. Hey, Chester, I use the term gaggle. You know, whenever a group of employees get together, you know, they either gaggle up like a bunch of geese and who knows what happens, or they become a part of a team and then performance happens. How do we get our people to go from gaggles to teams? What do you think?
Well, great question. You know, in our latest book, which is The Orange Revolution, you know, how one great team can transform your entire organization, we looked at this dynamic of teams. And to your point, how did it drive employee engagement? That part that you talked about they come to work, they have a sense of ownership. And what we found is when you feel like you're a part of a team, it does drive this engagement piece. You know, I feel like I'm a part of a group that has a certain responsibility. You know, we have a team color, we have a team mascot, you know, we have a common cause. And when you start looking at all these little variables, that engagement piece goes up. That's so important for big businesses, small businesses, to drive that engagement that impacts your bottom line. Well, one of the things that we found that was a big driver of feeling a part of a team was that you have this noble cause or you have this giant goal ahead of you.
Yeah.
You know, we looked at teams like the iPod team, you know, 1,000 songs in your
right.
pocket. Which is this big, you know, hairy, audacious.
My audience knows what I'm going to say because I've said it so many times. Napoleon said that a soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon.
Absolutely.
That's what you're talking about.
Well, absolutely. What's our noble cause? How are we going to change the world? Now, you know, we've got a lot of mid-sized and small businesses that say, look, how do I change the world? Well, within your community, you should change the world. And this is where I come to this noble cause. You know, what are you doing in your communities? Are you known as the guys that sponsor the local mm-hmm. baseball teams or collect coats in winter or food for the hungry?
Or how about just the best darn dry cleaner in the world?
Well, and that's true.
Or whatever. I mean, what you do, be known as working for a company that has the best to be the best in the area.
Well, and you've touched on the next step. I love that
Sorry about that. I get carried away sometimes.
No, that's perfect. But once you've got this noble cause, then you set to say, to your point, what can we be world-class in? What can we be the very best? We call it the wow.
Yeah.
You know, where can we really wow our customers and really stick to that? We're known, like as you said, to be the best rug cleaners in the world, or we give the best service in town when it comes to whatever our expertise is.
Right.
Now, the next step is
let me throw something out here, Chester.
Sure.
I talk a lot about ownership. I talk to my people. I drink my own Kool-Aid, Chester,
uh-huh.
and I talk in my company about ownership. I talk to my folks here, our team here, about taking ownership. But maybe I need to start using another word. Maybe I need to start adding another another thing to that. When I asked them to take ownership, maybe we need to be focusing on what is it going to take to make me not only take ownership, but to have pride in ownership. What do you think, Chester?
Well, I think, you know, once you've committed to this idea that I'm going to be world class every day, there's tremendous pride in that. You know, to your point, let's drive every day, not just this big annual goal, and let's check back November 30th and see how we're doing, but this commitment that every day when I come to work, I'm going to deliver world-class service, world-class work, world-class, mm-hmm. you know, product. And I think you're right. Once you get that sense that you're the very best at what you do, it can't help but drive pride in your work. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. No question about it. And it builds on itself. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, doesn't it?
Well, exactly. And here's the idea, is that on great teams, there is this commitment that I'm going to do it every day. You know, it's really interesting. We looked at some interesting teams, you know, in the back offices of and front offices of NBA teams. Now, you may think the NBA is this giant franchise, but most NBA teams are actually fairly small businesses when you think about it, you know. And the idea was is that every time a fan comes in, every time, you know, somebody renews their season tickets and so on, we're going to make that a world-class experience so that they're really driven. I did some really interesting work with the Phoenix Suns group, which is known throughout the NBA as having a wonderful organization, great people, very much committed. And you see all the little things they do, Jim, that's amazing. I mean, their team colors play a big part. You know, orange, which delights me, of course, being the color of Karen. You know, they call their website Planet Orange, huh. And they challenge each other, you know, are you orange? And what does that mean? You know, to be orange means to be world-class, to be the best in the league, to deliver this, to deliver that. And it's really wonderful to see them wear the orange color and the team logos and the way they treat their gorilla mascot.
Right.
All these little things that you think about with a team that translate very nicely into business.
And so you think that companies can use those same kinds of devices, of team building, pride of ownership kinds of things?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and we do it all the time. I mean, we have the uniform, right? The color of the shirt with the company logo on it. I love it when teams adapt a mascot. And, you know, we've seen this in a lot of different mm-hmm. places. I mean, think of McDonald's has got a mascot, you know, Burger King.
Chester, hold on to that thought. I'm going to take a quick break. But before we go, I want you to give the audience a website and tell us how we can find your books.
Carrots.com. It's CARROTS.com. And you can get our books on all the great websites, Barnes & Noble, Amazon. And we own the airports. So go to the Hudson News
there you
and
go.
See our books all over the place.
Check it out, folks. And the new book, name of the new book again?
The Orange Revolution, How One Great Team Can Transform an Entire
There you go. We're going to talk some more about team building and ownership among those teams and how that can help you, your company, perform after these messages with Chester Elton. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.